Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I am so freaking excited to bring this podcast to you because the conversation that you guys are all about to witness is the post experience conversation between myself and the beautiful Ellie Richer, because she and I have been working together for a month or so, maybe a little bit longer, and some really cool stuff's been going on in my life. So I'm going to share it with all of you. But before we get to that, I do want to remind you all that we have got the live free webinar coming up on the 27th of January, which is all about manifesting your dreams using your human design. So if you're a human design junkie or a human design newbie, this is for you. So get on it. All you got to do is go to the show notes and register, or go to my Instagram, check out the bio, and there's a link in there as well. I'll tell you more about it, but we've only got a little bit of time here today with Ellie, and I'm so, so excited to share her with you guys. So Ellie, welcome.
Thank you so much. I love that drum roll. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I feel so happy to be here. My name is Ellie Richter. As you can tell, I'm from Germany, but I've been in the States for almost half my life now, and I'm a subconscious integrative therapist. I offer a blend of psyche and mindfulness and traditional therapy and coaching to give you a holistic approach to healing. And I'm really excited to hear what happened for you after our last session. My human design is I'm a manifestor splenic, and my profile is 6-3.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. and so sorry for getting your surname wrong. It's not Richer, Richter. Sorry about that.
Don't worry. I don't expect anybody to remember that. It's a German name. It stands for judge, the judge.
Oh my goodness. I love that. Mm-hmm. I actually looked up my name once and it blew my mind, but that's for another time. So the thing that really drew me to you, actually the beautiful Courtney Ostrowski put me onto you, amazing human being. And because we had a conversation about Psych K. Now, the way I describe Psych K to people, and for those of you out there listening, like, this is a modality that I desperately want to study. Like, this has blown my mind when I started learning more about it. I think I first learned about it through Bruce Lipton.
And the way I describe it is it's like kinesiology meshed with NLP, you know, like it's crazy mess with your brain, incredible transformational stuff. But I reckon, Ellie, you could probably give it a bit more of a technical explanation. So could you just explain what Psych-K actually is?
Sure. Actually, I think your explanation is pretty great. You know, Psych-K stands for Mind Keys, and it's developed by someone, and I'm so curious about human design, his human design, but I would imagine he was a manigen, but he was a therapist after he worked in the corporate world for a long time and then discovered through soul awakening that he wanted to really help people. Then he studied traditional talk therapy and really quickly discovered the limitations of conscious talk therapy. And he wanted something that he can like help people really make the lasting changes. You know, with therapy and other self-awareness modalities, we excavate all this trauma, we excavate all these limiting beliefs, and then what? So once you are in touch with your crap thoughts and some stressful events from the past, what do you do now? And that's where only a few modalities can actually help and touch upon the subconscious mind. And Psych-K is one of them. And it's actually, as far as I know, the fastest and most effective way to change the subconscious mind. And it's also the most gentlest way to work with trauma.
Yeah, you know, I'd really support that through my experience. You know, being the 3-5 over here, I think I've learned and experienced, you know, probably 80% of the modalities out there. And my healing journey was a slow one in the beginning because it was doing a lot of it the old way. And what I mean by the old way is that people weren't ever accessing the unconscious mind. So it was more mm-hmm. like we were changing the unconscious mind through repetition, as opposed to NLP, kinesiology, and Psych-K, where you were actually just going direct to the unconscious mind or the subconscious mind and making the changes at that level, which is so much easier. And as you say, we don't ever have to go through the talk therapy. We actually just need to, it's almost like, for me, it's like we just need to know a hook, an anchor, or a piece, and that's all we need to just enter into that space to create, to start to create that change. Would you agree?
I do. And the talk therapy is still necessary. So it's not either or, it's and I find that, you know, the work, especially in 2020, I kind of I brought them together again. So, you know, for the last 20 years, I've been in talk therapy, so to speak, in coaching, in conscious work, changing the conscious narrative, changing your words, changing your language so that you're no longer just parroting the narrative of what you're conditioned to, but also consciously choosing new ways of expressing yourself. And so that conscious piece is just as important as the subconscious mm-hmm. piece. And together they really help us to, you know, come to a new normal. So I do think there's still great value in conversations and talk therapy. And, you know, I work with a lot of people that are talk therapists and counselors, and they've been adding either Psych-K or another subconscious modality or referring that out just because it goes so wonderfully hand in hand. And because we know so much more now about consciousness and the mind and change and healing and transformation than we did a year ago, 10 years ago, it's really exciting. I mean, in my profession where I'm in the coaching world, the healing and the trauma work, I feel so excited and grateful about the new technologies that we have available.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally.
Including human design.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I mean, you know, speaking from my point of view as an MG, being able to bring all these things together is the power of it. You know, I remember when I first trained, I'm trained in a thing called metadynamics, but it's basically NLP. And, you know, I remember when I learned it, like we could shift huge amounts of grief that have been carried around for decades, or we could shift phobias in minutes. We could change so much in such a short period of time. You know, the listeners have heard how what I call I messed with my son's brain to get so that he could get over his fear of flying, literally as we were queuing up to get on a plane. And one of the things that I did notice is that we can shift these things really quickly, but often the piece that the talk therapy does is that we can't just shift these things without getting to the real root cause of it. Like, what is the real driver? Because otherwise our brain will just create something else to keep us safe, or another unresourceful behavior or habit or that sort of thing. So, yeah, I love that. I love what you said, that it is really important that we take care of both of those areas.
I mean, consciousness comes from, you know, all those parts. And sometimes when you make a subconscious change, the subconscious change is actually what goes pretty fast, since that part of our mind with the right technology really changes quickly. It's the following it up with a conscious action step. So let's say you have an undefined solar plexus and you have developed some codependent habits and tend to be the rescuer in relationships or the victim where you don't express your truth. And you want to learn to decondition that and like start speaking your truth. That's still something you want to consciously learn. How do you consciously deliver truth? How do you consciously check in with how you're feeling and communicate that, and also check in with what you're needing and communicate that? So there's a part of the coaching aspect or the talking that I really still enjoy a lot, you know?
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I think so much of the conscious talking as well, that's really powerful, that I love, you know, with my private clients, is a lot of the time they haven't articulated these things. They haven't actually said it out loud. And often this is really the biggest step we take in our shadow work, where when we actually start to voice our shadow, the thing that we're so afraid of saying out loud, that the healing really starts to begin. Or we give the inner child the acknowledgement that, you know, whatever happened was really shitty, and our adult mind doesn't need to just disregard it. We can just be upset, hurt, whatever it is. And being able to witness and hold space for those conversations is so powerful. And, you know, I feel so grateful to be able to be a part of that journey for other people, because I suppose for me, I did a lot of that journey on my own. So
yes, and you're doing such a great job. And I'm like sitting over here on the edge of my seat because I'm really jonesing to hear how you.
I know.
What have you been noticing since the last session?
I know. So for the listeners, I want to give you a bit of a background. When I invite people onto the podcast, in many cases, I want to experience what they do. And with Ellie, it was a no-brainer, because Psych K is something that's been on my radar for a long time. And I literally, and I don't know if I've told you this story, Ellie, there was one night, I think it was about 11:30 at night, I tripped over, I can't remember his name, whatever the creator of Psych K, I tripped over one of his videos on YouTube, and I was watching the video, and he was walking this person on stage through something, and I was just mimicking everything that he was doing. And my son, I think he was probably, I don't know, 11 at the time, he got up for a pee, and I was like, oh, Coop, can you come here and do these things on me? So I was like, I've been pumped to give this stuff a try for so long. But when you and I connected and we did a session, it was really interesting, because so often in all the modalities that I've used, I'm like, I know exactly what I want to work on. However, the years of working on myself and healing and, you know, taking full responsibility for my results, there wasn't anything that sort of really stuck out. And I remember we were having that conversation in a pre-conversation, and I said, well, I suppose the thing that has really got in my way was this early menopause that I went through, and how it had really hit me for a six. Like, I didn't see it coming. Aging's never been an issue for me. I didn't want any more babies, but for some reason it really messed with my head. And I remember having that conversation with you, and I was instantly in tears. I'm like, booyah, there it is. Let's focus on that. So our first session, and I suppose you know the results pretty much for that. The first session that I did was all about this early menopause. And one of the things that I had, the shift that had happened in my body, is that I had been a person since probably the age of about my early 30s that had felt really comfortable in my own physical body. And since that, the early menopause, all of a sudden I didn't feel comfortable in it anymore. I felt all those unresourceful stories that, you know, women often tell themselves, oh, I'm old, I'm fat, I don't have the energy, I can't do that anymore, or I'm aging, so I'm getting older and this won't work. And I knew in my conscious mind that none of that was true. I knew, I literally just, it was like I picked up a bucket of conditioning that wasn't mine. And I do have a lot of open centers, and I have an open spleen. So potentially that's what I did. Then we did our amazing session, and I swear, what, we literally honed in on the belief really quickly, and it would have been, I don't know, 20 minutes. And I got to the end of the session and I was a bit like, okay, I don't feel any different. And it was that night or the next day that I went to the gym, and literally just putting my gym clothes on, I was like, that's so weird. I feel different. I definitely feel different. Just this level of confidence that had started to return. But I do want to say the bit that you haven't heard yet, Ellie, that's amazing, is that, of course, now we're in summer and I'm surfing all the time. And here I am, just about to turn 46-year-old, out there in my bikini with my kids. And, you know, some of the beaches that we're surfing at are like the beautiful people in Australia. And it's so nice to be back in my skin. Thank you so much. Because I'm like, whatevs, I'm out there. I don't care. And just to feel like me again after that really easy process, like easy in the fact that, like you said earlier, it was non-intrusive. It wasn't traumatic. I didn't have to face anything really terrible. Do you remember that session? Do you want to talk a little bit about the two modalities or the things that we did to actually shift that belief system?
Yeah. So first of all, it's amazing to me. You know, I never know where the sessions go. It's always guided by you as my partner's intuition. So I'm really excited for you to be able to be out there surfing, because I know that's something you wanted and you felt scared. So to unblock those fears in one session is pretty miraculous to me. And I'm always kind of like that at the end of the day. I'm like, I can't believe that just happened. It's so meaningful. It is amazing. So the first session was, and I actually pulled up our document. So I have all the balances that we did together in front of me. A Psyche process is called a balance. So when we can transform a limiting belief into what you want to believe instead, that's called a balance. And we can also change the stressful perception of the past and basically process an emotion that's been stuck in your subconscious mind, no matter how long ago it's been, also within a few minutes. So it's like working with a stressful memory and helping you to clear the emotional charge around it so that you can gain the wisdom from that time.
Oh, I love
that.
And I
remember, and that's what we did in the first session. So I don't know if you remember any of this. Are you okay if I share this?
I just want to jump in on one thing though. You can share it. The thing that is amazing to me is what you just said is like sometimes it can be something that's just happened or something that you've had forever, because the menopause thing was relatively new. I mean, maybe been around for 2 years, but I'll get to the surfing piece, which I'd had since I was really young, and the shifts that we had after that session as well. But yeah, go for it. Share.
Yeah. So the way that we always start is with a body scan. So we always want to connect to your feelings and your intuition. So the pillars of this work are the subconscious change, your feelings, your intuition, and your nervous system. So we started by scanning your body, and you were immediately connecting to a part of your body that wanted to know that you're whole and complete. So I'm whole and complete is the first balance we did. And then we went into, I trust my body. So we discovered through scanning your body that you've lost trust in your body because menopause had started early, and that wasn't in part of the subconscious programming. So for a hot second there, you weren't trusting your body. So we upgraded that belief and we worked with the balance process that actually was releasing some energy blockages. So that was pretty meaningful. And then we balanced, it's easy for me to change and to trust my choices. I love that came up too, which often comes up when we're entering a new phase in our lives. And so trusting change when your body is changing, that was really necessary for you to like feel comfortable again in your body. And then we actually used the whole process of releasing an emotional charge around a stressful event. And you did that with the memory of receiving that diagnosis of menopause. And that was actually more stressful than you initially knew. And so when we checked in with your body was really stressed about receiving those words. And we got the sting out of that. And the last thing you balance in the first session is I'm lovable just as I am. So you waking up the next day and feeling yourself is like amazing. And that we basically created a new framework for you for basically your new body in this, you know, at 46. So that was the work we did based on what your body was telling us in the first session.
I love that it was on what my body was telling us, you know. This is what, and that's how it feels. Like it feels
we
like
always
I'm,
go by that.
Yeah. It feels like I'm reconnected to myself, you know, that, and I mean, like I'm certainly not, overweight, but I'm not a stick either. But I feel this beautiful, just I'm back in my own body. I'm happy to be me.
Mm.
And that's profound for women. You know, we carry mm-hmm. so much freaking conditioning. And what I loved is that my conscious mind was like, well, you know, I have to reprogram something like I am sexy and strong. Whereas my subconscious was like, I'm whole, I'm complete. Mm-hmm. You know? And that's yeah. just, oh, the,
yeah,
that's beautiful in itself. And that for me, I think has been the piece that understanding our unconscious or subconscious wisdom is profound, because being mm-hmm. what probably a month on from that, like it's not about the external at all. And we know this mm. consciously, but to actually have lived it and have the experience now that it's actually that shift on the inside that has made all the difference, because it actually doesn't mm-hmm. matter if, you know, I put on some weight or I lose some weight or I've got the right clothes on or I don't have the right clothes on. Like one of the things, and this is, I know it sounds ridiculous, but one of the things that's also shifted is I have been wearing clothes that I genuinely feel comfortable in. I'm not wearing clothes mm. to look good or to whatever. It's that I'm all of a sudden feeling really comfortable. And that in itself, I thought, wow, that is profound. That's really, really different, because I didn't realize that I was dressing to try and look a certain way. Whereas now mm-hmm. I'm just dressing to my own comfort. And ironically, of course, I almost wear things that are more me. They're more probably hippie and beachy and surfy. But that piece for me, for all of the conditioning that not only I've carried around, because I mean, I don't know the piece, I don't think I've told you this piece, that when I was in kindergarten, I still remember the kid's name, Henry Skeen, called me fat. And from that point on, I really carried this I'm fat piece around for years and years and years, and had real issues with my weight and my health, and like I tried to curb my eating, and I'm a man gen, so I literally eat like a horse, like I eat so much. So to be able to shed all of that conditioning, and then almost, and that took me years, as I say, like it was not until I was in my 30s that I started to be like, oh, actually, no, I'm sweet. I'm happy just as I am. And I eat a lot of food. So just eat good food and so on and so forth. But to be able to realign to that truth was so incredibly powerful, and in such a short period of time, because that the whole menopause thing really did hit me hard. It was the first time I'd felt in such a challenging place for quite a long time. So thank you, my beautiful, beautiful friend. I'm so grateful.
You're so welcome. And I really want to, you know, acknowledge all the amazing hard work you've done on deconditioning. The thing is, like, sometimes just excavating a limiting belief and recognizing that it's a limiting belief is enough for us to knock that out. But most of the time we do need to bring in subconscious change modalities. So the fact that a lot of us have actually been able to do this through repetition and really, really hard work is still kind of cool, you know, and it's also good news that we can, that we now have something where we can knock these things over gently and quickly. I absolutely love that you are feeling back at home in your body, and menopause and these kind of diagnoses are really, really, they come with heavy conditioning. You know, it's really, they come with grief, with heavy conditioning, and with a whole set of new rules of how one ought to be and supposed to be and should be. So I'm really, really happy for you. And I'm grateful to have an expander like you to show me the way.
I love that. And you're totally welcome. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to experiment, blow shit up, get it wrong, and eventually work out a better way. Yeah. And that was the thing that for me, that was so, when it actually happened, it kind of really confused me, because I'm not concerned about aging in any way. So the fact that I had such a massive, like, oh my God, I'm getting old, so I can't ... like that it came from nowhere. So to really experience that, you know, the collective fear be dumped in my lap, and me literally identifying with it, even though I knew better, that was a really powerful lesson, to know that even those of us that have been doing the work, and we really do have the conscious awareness, and we are consciously creating our future selves and that sort of thing, that sometimes we do get the, you know, this experience from left of field that gives us, you know, the collective consciousness or the collective fear dumped in our laps. And it's beautiful that we can actually just get back on track in a lot more easily than have to go through years of that reprogramming again.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, there's also some shame about feeling that way, especially for, you know, when we're doing so much in our work. And I feel like the key word is consciously creating. So a lot of people don't subconsciously create. You know, just because we know something doesn't mean we believe it. Just because you know consciously doesn't mean you believe it. And that's been, when I work with coaches, and even for myself, the first couple of months of really getting into subconscious work, it was very humbling how much I didn't believe what I knew. And so this is kind of like, you know, where we want to be open and curious. So the one thing I say the most to my clients, especially when I work with fellow coaches, is be open and curious. Just because you know something doesn't mean you believe it. And so if there is a lot of noise between your two ears, chances are that you don't believe what you know. And so a lot of times I just work with people on up-leveling their subconscious to meet their amazing conscious mind, you know?
Yes.
So because, you know, in our 40s now, you and I, we can definitely be certain that the crap we grew up believing and being conditioned with in the first 7 to 14 years of our life certainly doesn't support what we're trying to do now in our 40s, you know? Yeah. So we always have to keep up-leveling the subconscious mind. And I love that you did that, like in the second session we did, the fear of surfing was like, went way back. I didn't write down the age, but when did you get dumped by the waves?
Look, I think I would have been 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I was really young. And I'd also had that story. Like I would, when people would say, oh, do you surf? Because I always wanted to surf as a kid, and I hung out in all the surfy places, and a lot of my friends were surfy. But I would even tell the story. I'd be like, my cousin Malcolm actually rode over me with his surfboard. So nah, that put me right off it. So I really even had this story from a very young age of that fear of the wave and the fear of him or being, you know, stuck with other people. So, and the reason why I wanted to do this second one was, you know, often with the menopause piece, like this is totally my my internal journey. It's really something that's going on within me more than anything else. I also wanted to do a session with you that was kind of like, okay, can we just pick a fear? Can we just pick a fear and work with it? So I brought to you this fear that I was having, like, really being able to paddle out the back confidently, just like get in the water, paddle out the back and surf from there, because it had been such a, you know, I would just get stuck in the breakers, like freaking out, trying to get out there. And then I would be so exhausted by it that I'd be like, oh, screw it. I'm just going to surf the small ones over there. So that's when I came to you and said, okay, let's play with this surfing piece. And yeah. So do you want to share that?
Yeah. I mean, it actually, looking at our notes, I think we just did two balances on it. So the first thing was we went into your body, and this is where the body scan is what me and my partner name is Katie. She's also an MG and just absolutely incredible. And we would always start with a body scan and hound our clients about the body scan. So we started with a body scan, and immediately you felt that fear in your belly where we feel fear. And then I asked you how old you were when you first, you know, remember this fear, and you took us straight to this memory and we worked straight with it. Took probably less than 5 minutes. And then after that, you did one more balance around, you know, we scanned again after we worked with the emotional charge around that stressful memory of getting dumped by the waves. And it's, you know, before I mentioned what else we did, think about it this way. This is like a benign thing that happened. So it wasn't like, most people don't understand that for the subconscious mind, anything that was emotionally charged is a trauma.
Yeah.
So most people think, oh, I had a great childhood, I don't have any trauma. But being dumped by waves, like diving under that surfboard, like it's super scary, super scary, and can totally turn into a full-blown fear of surfing, which it did for you, you know? And so clearing that was really meaningful. And the second thing you did to unlock your desire was, I'm a confident and talented surfer, which I think we talked about you being with your kids out there and like you wanted to just feel confident and wanted to feel like you're talented. So we did that. And then we segued, actually we had half an hour less of our session and we did some other stuff. But as far as the surfing goes, it was two balances that we did.
It was so cool. So I've got to tell you this story. It's awesome. So I go to the beach, and what was really interesting is that I had the session and I had it all planned to go surfing the next day, as you know, but there was no surf, or we couldn't go, or something happened. And it was like, I couldn't get to the beach. I don't know, like it could have even been a week and a half, 2 weeks. So by the time I got there, and the human that I am, like I'm hugely enthusiastic. I build things up. You know, my ego is like, it has to be amazing and big and fireworks. And so like, as much as I work on not putting expectations on things, I tend to put expectations on things. So sure. I get into the water and I sort of paddle out and I instantly go, oh my God, nothing's different. Oh my God, nothing's different. And I crack it, you know, like just internally. And I'm kind of like, ugh, annoyed at myself. So I just sort of have a surf that day and I don't really think too much about it. But as I'm walking back, I'm like, oh, Emma, you were way too hard on yourself. Anyway, the next day we go out for a surf. We're surfing and I've completely forgotten about it, as is the way I generally work. And then we get down and we're in the water and I paddle out, da, da, da. And my son, Cooper, literally goes, hey, welcome to Out the Back, Mum, without any drama. And I just went, what the fuck? Like wow. I had completely unconsciously, like because I dropped it and because I'd had this big, you know, two expectations not met day before, I'd forgotten about it. And literally just happily paddled straight out the back. And I'd been doing it a few times before Coop said, you're nailing it, Mum. What far out you're, and because we talk about Nessie, we, you know, that session you had that messed with your brain really worked. And I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, and there it was just like, it did really flick a switch for me. It was amazing how, and I thought it was hilarious how that I was so attached to the way it had to be. And when it wasn't that way, my ego was pissed off. And just that, and again, this is a really normal thing for me. This is, you know, not my first rodeo of not meeting expectations that my ego had set. And to be able to go into it that next day and completely have let surrendered any attachment to it, and just to have Cooper mirror that back to me, I was like, oh, wow, this is really cool. I love it.
Wow.
It was the best.
I feel so excited, you know, honestly, just from just like my heart, I never know, you know, I trust the work. I really do. And I believe in every, like you are the guru. So, but sometimes when I facilitate a session, I have no idea of how this is going to manifest in someone's life. So hearing that just makes me feel so excited, you know, because that's really, really, really something to be able to clear a fear and to have you on a surfboard at 46 years old. I think that's incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. But I can do one even better. I've got another piece to this story, which is so freaking cool. So for all the listeners, the second part to that session, because the surfing thing was kind of done and dusted really quickly, I was like, Ellie was like, oh, do you want to focus on something else? And I was like, well, you know what? 2021, I really want to connect to my intuition. Like, what does that mean? Is it talking to me all the time? I feel like I'm not connected to it. So we did the tests. And do you have the notes there? Like, what was the belief that I didn't have? Yeah.
Yeah. So we were starting to talk about your plans of taking some time off from your schedule. And we discovered that you may have a block to receiving support and taking time off and like being champion. So we actually did a belief change to help you believe that you deserve to be championed. I deserve to be championed, so that you also believe that that support that's coming your way, that you allow yourself to receive it. So we did that. And then, then you're like, oh man, then you discover that intuition thing and we balance. It's safe for me to connect to my team spirit. So how did that manifest in your life?
Oh my goodness, my friend. So one of the amazing humans that's coming up on the podcast, she is an intuitive specialist, okay, another manifester.
Beautiful.
And we were doing a session. She actually said, oh, look, I want to gift you this session, as you did, beautiful. Before then, I'm like, bloody hell, I just have to pay you every month and let's tweak lots of things. And I was saying to her, like, I feel like I'm meant to be, again, hello ego, inverted commas happening over here. I'm meant to be psychic, but I'm not. And she's like, okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to get you to do a cold read. So I'm going to give you someone's name. We're going to connect in and you're going to give me, you know, you're going to just tell me some things about this person. I'm super aware of time, so I'm going to talk really quickly. Anyway, long story short, we connect in, she gives me this person's name, and oh my God, I shit you not. It all came to me. I saw this person's face. The moment she showed me this person's picture, I was like, oh my God, that's the person I just described to you. I could you know, I gave so many really bang on details about this human that I've never met that lives, you know, in the States, so far away from me. And it really, wow. like I got off this call and I was like, wow. So that connection to my intuition and to my soul, to my spirit, I'm really trusting it now. And I do feel like, you know, the Psych Case had a good, you know, part to do with that, because the thing that I've noticed is that, again, and this is that, you know, we're on the planet to learn to love, accept and trust ourselves, right? That's the highest yeah. goal. And when we do that, yeah. then we can give that to everybody else. And the big thing that I realized was the Psych K really gave me the trust piece, you know, to trust yeah. that it isn't just mumbo jumbo or hyperbole that's happening in my mind, is actually a value. Yeah. So I've even started to notice the tone of my ego and the tone of my guides, like all of these different things that have always been there, but it was like I just couldn't access it because of that belief. My guides are sitting right next to me talking to me, but because my belief was I couldn't connect, and I can't remember what it was, yep. there was a belief like I can't trust it or something like that. As soon as yep. we did the work on that, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, you guys, you're here. And it's just yeah. been amazing. So thank you so much.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so happy for you because, you know, I do have to say, you keep mentioning ego. So one of the things that, you know, I really had to get over in the beginning was the work is so effortless that a lot of people forget, and a lot of people don't contribute it back to this work because it doesn't take a lot of hours. It doesn't take a lot of effort, you know? So I have worked with people that had tremendous results, but they didn't trace it back to this work because it feels so effortless, you know? And so that was kind of like, for my ego, a real big lesson in complete non-attachment and letting just spirit work through me to yeah. offer this modality, because any other modality that I came up with before, it was definitely about me. So it also felt like a lot of pressure, blah, 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 you know? So just from a facilitator point of view, it's just a wonderful, it just feels so relaxing, so easeful. Yeah. Because spirit is leading the way, and it's also so effortless that it makes the person really feel like they did it. Yeah. And when you think about this age of Aquarius and the times we're moving into and the new paradigm, we all need to know and believe and feel that we all are equipped and yeah. that we all can do it. So what I love about Psyche, it makes the partner, so you in this case, really feel like you did all that. And it doesn't make you feel dependent on the modality or the therapist or a belief system. And that's really important to me because, you know, I think that the evolution needs to be really total sovereignty of the individual yeah. and really choosing your beliefs. And a lot of the beliefs we have, we didn't choose. They were conditioned. So we're really in an exciting time where we're getting to choose what we want to believe and where it's also really empowering.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I think sovereignty is the most important thing that we need to learn right now, that it yeah, isn't the yeah. person or someone else or the guru. Like we are, as I say always, we are our own gurus, and it's all we have to do in this life is learn to love, trust and accept ourselves. Yeah. Because when we can heal that and create peace and unconditional love inside of us, then we can create it everywhere. And yeah. understanding that we do have the power, that it can be easy. Our egos are so conditioned. And the other thing is, like, I'm not an ego basher either. Like, ego is there. You know, we used to really rely yeah. on this thing. It's here because yeah. it loves us. It's here because it wants yeah. to keep us safe. It's just that we don't need it anymore. We don't need it we need it to say, don't go in front of that bus, or that person's probably toxic. But we don't need it guiding, that we don't need it leading anymore. Just
that might be for another conversation, but I always feel like now maybe we need to also change our understanding of the ego,
yeah,
because the ego is the subconscious conditioning too, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So, but anyways, I'm just so pumped, babe, that you're feeling the way you're feeling and that you're doing what you really want to be doing and are meant to be doing. And I just cannot tell you how grateful I am that we connected. And yeah, anybody that wants to reach out to me, you can find me on Instagram, Ellie Richter, and just send me a DM or what the kids say these days, slide into my DMs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I can't wait to actually, Yeah, I can't wait to check out your webinar about manifesting with human design. I'm going to send all my people to that as well, because I think that's just such a perfect time right now to focus on that.
Exactly. And just giving people back the power, you know, putting the power back in their hands. Yes. Thank you so much for joining me. I know we've got to go away. I could talk to you for, hours and hours and hours. I'm going to put all of Ellie's details in the show notes so you can go and find her. Go and have a session with her. It will be amazing. Ellie, I'll have to have you back on back on the podcast sometime soon, hey?
I would love to. You know, there's so much we can talk about. And I do have to say your results are also rather rare. I usually work with people for at least 4 sessions. So I don't want anybody to listen to this and think like you can magically solve all your trauma in one session. That sometimes happens, but you're also someone that has done a lot of work.
Yeah.
So with people that have done a lot of work, sometimes it's that simple. And the average person, we usually need a little more. So I feel like scaling that a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that's really important point to understand. Like this is 17 years of work. And to do with the menopause and the surfing, like I've been doing, inverted commas, the work on that even before I came to you. So yeah, really good point. Because this is the thing, like we have to always manage our ego's expectations. And I have big changes now because I have no expectations, you know?
Yeah.
That's the point. Anyway, beautiful, you have to be on a call, so I'm going to let you go.
Yes, thank you.
And to everyone else, thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.